This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we welcome Mary Jo Papich with the Central Illinois Jazz Society. She's here to tell us more about the Peoria Riverfront Jazz and Art Festival happening tomorrow at the CEFQ stage. Mary Jo, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're so excited about this event. Tell us a little bit more about the partners that are bringing it to life and the goal of the event.
Well, the Peoria Park District, along with the Central Illinois Jazz Society, along with the Jazz Education Network, an organization international that I started in 2008, and of course, Arts Partners and all of our wonderful media people, we are getting ready to produce the Peoria Riverfront Jazz and Art Fest, an exciting event Saturday that runs 2 to 10. And the goal, quite honestly, Jennifer, is to bring more arts to Peoria, to make it culturally richer. It already is a happen in town, and we want to make it even richer, especially down on the riverfront. I know I live downtown, and we like a lot of action going on down there.
One of the things that I really have come to enjoy about Peoria is all of the activities that are down on the riverfront as we get into the summer. So I'm just curious, in that context of all of the concerts and the festivals and the expos, what was the need that you all saw for an event like this?
Well, it's a beautiful area, number one. And I think the need is just we have facilities there. We have a beautiful festival park area. We have the Gateway Building. It's a beautiful walkway. Why not have community events there that center around? You know, folks this weekend can go to the wonderful farmers market from 8 to noon and then just have a little lunch and go right on down and listen to some jazz and see some art. So, you know, we just like to make it a focal point once again.
And Mary Jo, you have invested in the arts community in Peoria quite a lot over the last many years. And I'm just wondering, with this event, particularly with some of the performers that involved, does it kind of feel like things are coming full circle? You invested in some of these performers many years ago.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, as a band director at Woodruff and Roosevelt and some of the other schools, and then coordinator of fine arts and starting the Peoria Jazz All-Stars, it's wonderful to see Greg Ward come back as our headliner. A wonderful, not just a saxophonist, but a composer and just an amazing talent that was in New York City, moved back to Chicago, is traveling worldwide all the time. So it's exciting to see him come back. Jeremy Clark, which was a student of mine at Roosevelt, and then on the All-Stars played Montreux and North Sea and all these places. And he's here with the JC and the Redemption, a show band. And it does seem like it's come full circle. I guess if there's anything, you know, about aging that's good, it's that it's very gratifying when you're a retired teacher.
One of the things I was really interested to see is that in addition to the performers that you've got for the event, you're opening it with a jazz improv workshop that features Todd Kelly from Bradley University. Who is this intended for? How does someone get involved? And how does it fit into what you're trying to accomplish with the event?
It's so exciting. It fits because the difference in jazz music over any other music is that it features improvisation, which requires creativity, which we all have. And so many students I know that I taught over the years, oh, I don't want to take a solo. Oh, I can't take a solo. Everybody can play. If you play an instrument, you can do some improvisation. So we felt strongly about adding an educational component to the festival. And you know where the German fest and the Irish fest, you bring a can of food? Well, we say you don't have to bring a can of food. Bring your instrument. Bring your instrument and come in and attend this free workshop, 2 to 3. And Nathan, it's all ages. We are welcoming all ages. If you're fifth grade and just starting, or if you're 75 or 80 and just dust your horn off and get it out and come in, there's no music involved. He's going to teach you by ear for about 50 minutes, and then boom, play a chart from your head and from your heart that we will feature to open up the show. So it's a great thing.
Now, Mary Jo, there's several events that the Central Illinois Jazz Society have lined up for this summer. Can you tell us a little bit more, outside of Saturday, what we can expect to see this
summer? Yes, they work, again, with the Park District. Mm-hmm. And at the CEFQ stage, we have the CEFQ Summer Jazz Series on Thursday nights starting June 22nd. And that will be every Thursday pretty much till mid-August, 7 to 9 p.m. free. Summer Jazz Thursday nights. Just come on down free and enjoy the music. And there'll be a variety of jazz. When people say, you know, I don't know if I like jazz. Well, you know, we'll have something you'll like. And especially this Saturday, because everything from Latin to some trad to some hip stuff.
And there is such a wide range within jazz. When you say the word jazz, it's such a wide net that you're casting. Just looking at the lineup that you have for Saturday's event, can you maybe give us some context for the type of jazz music? Mm-hmm.
At 3 o'clock, Change Up is more R&B and smooth jazz. And JC and the Redemption is a cover group. By that, I mean they play some standards, and I would say pop standards, as well as some jazz. Mm-hmm. And they do movements, and so I call them a show band. Mm-hmm. And Mardra and Reggie Thomas, a vocalist and piano player that I would say more jazz standards and straight-ahead stuff. Mm-hmm. And the Brazilianaires are, you know, they're pegged as Latin jazz, but with, you know, definitely a jazz twinge that they heated up with a little salsa feel. And then Greg Ward will play a variety. He's advertising it as he's bringing his friends from Chicago, a soul message. So he sent me three clips of what he's doing this morning. And it's everything from, I wouldn't expect real traditional with Greg. He's a composer. So he's pushing the envelope and out there doing it. And, you know, jazz should be evolving, right? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't just keep playing the standards. If we're to grow and to develop, we need to have these young people with their instruments finding their voice and creating new jazz.
The event is billed as a jazz and art festival.
Yes.
So what is the art element, and why was it important to have a festival that features both side by side?
You know, this was just an idea I had in an effort to bring more people to the riverfront for a happening. And we started with 10 or 11 artists last year, and it went so very well that we have 20 artists this year, everything from painting to sculpture, pottery, jewelry. And, you know, it's about the creative spirit, right? And instead of, you can hear it and you can also see it when you come down and enjoy the day. And you can just look or you can buy and support the artists.
And even after this event is concluded, the Central Illinois Jazz Society is still going to be out there trying to connect with people and reach people through your monthly jazz showcase events. Those will continue. What people may not know is that they're moving to a new venue now.
Absolutely. Central Illinois Jazz Society, third Sunday of the month, 6 p.m., for the evening concert. And we're moving from Landmark, which we have been for several years, we're moving from Landmark to the Trailside Events Center. And what that is the upstairs of the new Trefskers Bakery in the Heights, right off Prospect. It's a huge, beautiful area. Go up by elevator, and they're going to be having catered food. It's a beautiful, upbeat venue that's spacious, and it's a joy to be there. So I encourage listeners to check it out. And our first concert up there will be the third Sunday in June, June 18th, with the Dr. Todd Kelly Quintet. So he'll have a great group there. And then, of course, the local house band, which is fronted with Larry Harms and is always real strong. We have a strong heritage of jazz in Central Illinois, without a doubt.
We've been talking with Mary Jo Papage about the Peoria Riverfront Jazz and Art Festival. The event runs tomorrow from 2 to 10 p.m. at the CEFQ stage along the Peoria Riverfront. Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Hope to see you all Saturday for the Peoria Riverfront Jazz and Art Fest.
The Peoria Bach Festival continues tonight at 8 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church with a festival concert, Reformation Cantatas. The concert will feature the Peoria Bach Festival Choir and Orchestra under the baton of Dr. John Jost and Dr. Tim Frestrom. Additionally, an organ prelude will be performed by Kevin Hildebrand. For more information, visit peoriabachfestival.org.
And the Great Work Begins Theater Troupe is presenting its production of Shakespeare's The Tempest this weekend. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and tomorrow and Sunday at 2:30. Those performances are at Camp Wakanda, just south of Chillicothe.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.